Welcome to Polka Dot C's Body Love Podcast, the podcast where we talk about all things health, fitness, and body positivity with your host, Chloe Pedley.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm chatting with Dennis, the Managing Director of Healthy People and FitRec today. Dennis's fitness career began largely by accident with freestyle aerobics nearly 25 years ago. Having worked in management in public, private and commercial health, he was driven to create Healthy People, a fitness industry specific recruiting service. 12 years on, Healthy People has helped connect many thousands of professionals with employers all over Australia. More recently, Dennis has launched FitRec, a progressive registration service for our industry. Now into its third year, it's had a big impact on what the industry has come to expect from a registration provider. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dennis. I am super excited to have you on our podcast.
Thank you very much, Chloe. It's a pleasure.
Awesome. All right. So Healthy People is actually how I got my first job.
True story.
Yeah. And my first interviews as well. So, I mean, that's really cool. And I think it does a great deal of awesome work for, you know, people in our industry and fitness professionals. But what I was super excited to talk to you about today is what you're trying to do with FitRec and what you're trying to change in the industry and what your vision is. So tell me about that.
Okay. So over the many years of working with Healthy People, we felt that there was a number of services that we could provide for employers and professionals to help them get together more easily. And something that we thought should be really included in a registration service, but it wasn't really being met. And we did try and have discussions with existing providers about doing something to help bridge that gap, but it just never got any traction. And I think in the end, in a bit of frustration, I decided that I would have a look at creating a new registration service. Mm-hmm. And once I had a look behind the curtain, if you like, I realised that there was a lot of stuff that industry professionals take for granted that weren't actually true. There's a few things that were, misunderstandings that were being fostered. And so I just thought, I want to start from scratch. I want to create a registration service that's going to treat everyone with respect and try and do as much as we can to help them with their career rather than, present ourselves as being a policing or regulatory service. It's more about saying, right, let's be transparent, let's be accountable, and let's all move forward together.
That's absolutely really, really cool. And I suppose coming from the side of providing a recruitment service, I get the impression that you're really, really in touch with what employers and the industry is looking for. So from that perspective, what is it that employers are looking for in fitness professionals, and what is it that you think FitRec actually provides in that respect?
So all of the FitRec profiles are designed to give employers, this is where they came from, give employers the key information that they would want to know about a professional. So if you look at any FitRec profile, there's the experience they have, there is the education they've done, and they can include all education on their profile. Mm-hmm. We also included references from industry peers. So we wanted to encourage people to, get the references from the people that, they respect within the industry, because nothing speaks louder about you and your abilities than someone like who, other people respect.
Yeah.
And also we've got a bit about achievements there, because a lot of fitness professionals are more than just the learning and the experience. They might do Tough Mudder, on the weekend, or an Alpine Classic on the bikes, or whatever else. And they might have other accomplishments that they've done that are relevant to their fitness career but wouldn't necessarily fit under the headings of experience and education. So this is where the profiles came from. So it was heavily influenced by our Healthy People work. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the other things that we felt was that when employers were looking for staff, they were less concerned about what education was going on, and they were more concerned that any education was going on. So okay. One of the biggest challenges within the industry is encouraging professionals to do their ongoing development. And so what we thought, like in developing FitRec, you know, felt that there was putting roadblocks to education was counterproductive. So we've removed the need for CEC or PDP or anything like that. It's more about the transparency. If you've done the learning, it's on your profile, people can see it. But if you haven't done any learning, that's also on your profile and anyone can see it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, continually pushing people to further their education, but allowing them the opportunity to choose the education that they want to do.
Which I think, I mean, from a personal perspective, I think that's incredibly powerful, because there are some amazing international courses that don't qualify for CECs or PDPs or any industry accredited body recognized standards, but they're still incredibly valid and it's fantastic education. And I mean, employers should have the opportunity to be able to recognize that, and even consumers too, recognizing the effort that some of the professionals, and I'd like to think most of the professionals, put into, you know, keeping their skills up to date and advancing their skills. So,
yeah.
And go on.
Yeah, exactly right. And I mean, that's the nature of it. In the modern era, like with information so freely available, you can do courses and learning opportunities from overseas or the other side of Australia or wherever else that may not necessarily care to be accredited by any other third party. So, you know, let's encourage people to explore these opportunities and learn more. One of the things that we have done with FitRec is introduce peer reviews. So if you look at a course on FitRec that's in our search tool, you can see others that have done that course and view their FitRec profile. And you can also see the any ratings and reviews that people have provided. So what we're essentially trying to do is put the onus back on the community. So, hey, you know, help others find the best learning for them. You know, like let's start talking up the education that's really making a difference in careers.
And I mean, I think that's definitely the way that the industry is heading. Social media has connected us all. A lot of what we do is very, very visible. There's no hiding your activities these days because everyone can see what you're up to online. So having a collated place where we can actually, I mean, Chanel contacted me the other day to review one of the courses that I'd done. And I just thought that little touch point of saying, hey, Chloe, I noticed you've updated this learning. How about leaving a review so that others can see what you thought about it? I think that's fantastic. It adds a level of transparency that we haven't had so far. So,
yeah, look, I'm very excited about that in particular. I think we're a self-regulated industry, is what we're referred to as. And for a long time, we have collectively given that self-regulation role to a third party and said, regulate us.
Yes.
And I think what we're aiming to do with FitRec is say, hey, look, let's take that regulatory control back. Let's all start having a bit to do with the regulation of our industry. And if everyone, it's beyond just being registered or not registered. It's now about being able to see exactly where people are in their career and what they've achieved and where they're going.
I think that gives a much more realistic snapshot of how fitness professionals are performing as well, which I think is really, really cool.
That's actually a key point what you mentioned, because one of the point at which I decided, hey, look, let's not worry about the ongoing CECs. Let's just make sure everyone is accountable. It was a professional whose profile looked great, but based on the traditional ongoing education requirement, would not have qualified for re-registration. Now, the likely thing is that that professional would then may have chosen not to register.
Yeah.
And many do. They sort of say, oh, look, the registration's too hard. It's not a legal requirement. I don't need it. I'll just continue practicing, but without the registration. And then we get into the state where you've got, like, it's generally accepted, you know, it's not generally accepted, sorry, I should say, that people are registered. You know, people decide to just go out on their own and do their own thing. But take away that requirement, then it's like, well, this person hasn't done any education specifically this year, but I can see that. I can see this person's profile and I know that they haven't done that. So
yeah.
You know, I'm better informed about this person and I can make a more informed decision as an employer or as a client.
Absolutely. Which, I mean, that's incredible. And it forces professionals not just to tick boxes, but to really think about where they're going with their career and what they're trying to offer to their clients and their employers and even themselves. So can I get you to bust a few myths maybe about registration for fitness professionals?
Absolutely.
Okay. Number one, the big one that we see in social media groups everywhere is that registration bodies don't provide any value to fitness professionals and there's no point in registering.
I think there is actually every reason to register. One of the things that fitness professionals look for is better recognition within the wider community. And the only way that we can have that recognition and understanding is if we're more transparent and accountable. And to that end, FitRec provides professionals with the ability to include all education and experience and references on their profile. So they're really making sure that they're accountable both to their clients and to their fellow professionals. And we're taking it from being simply registered and not registered to actually being the ability to see more clearly the background of any fitness professional.
Okay, awesome. That's absolutely fantastic. And I mean, as a personal trainer myself, I can really see the value in being able to easily show my potential employers and my potential clients what's there. And I really resonate with the idea that my education is not dictated by one particular organization, or I can actually scope out my education from international sources, and I can look into things that might not necessarily tick the boxes of, for example, the CECs and that particular system. So that's really cool in that respect. And I like the transparency.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's so many great learning opportunities out there for professionals that I think what we really need to do is try and facilitate these opportunities, not restrict them. The growth of the industry is going to come from a greater awareness, and the ability to tap into learning from all over the world is only to everyone's benefit.
Absolutely. Okay, myth number two. If you're not registered with a peak body, you cannot get insurance.
Yeah, this has actually never been true as far as I know, and it's certainly not true now. We've actually teamed up with a group called BizCover. And with Healthy People, FitRec and BizCover, we've got an amazing opportunity for professionals to get it, some really comprehensive insurance at a very reasonable rate. Some of the inclusions are quite amazing. But even outside of this offering, there are other insurance providers that will provide insurance without registration.
Awesome. Okay, now that's a good one to know, because again, you know, as you're going through your courses, it tends to be the standard line that if you're not insured, I mean, if you're not registered with a peak body, you're not going to be able to access that insurance. So knowing that there are alternatives and knowing that there are other ways of actually achieving that, that's really cool to know as well. So
yeah, look, absolutely. And look, one of the things we wanted to do with FitRec is we found that there were a lot of people getting registered for the sake of insurance, but not actually valuing the registration. And so this was one of the driving forces behind creating an alternative insurance source that didn't require registration, because we wanted it off the table.
Yeah.
We wanted professionals to value the registration and what it can do for them and the representation it can provide, not just use it as a means to grabbing insurance.
Definitely. So you're looking from the perspective of being excellent fitness service providers as opposed to being box tickers.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. We really are passionate about the value of the industry being accountable to anyone that's looking in, being able to see, you know, where people come from in terms of, you know, and I've gone over this before, their education experience, but this transparency is key.
Definitely. Okay, final myth. You will not be able to get a job if you're not registered with a peak body.
Again, that's not true as well. Registration is not a legal requirement, and it is actually, I believe it's considered adverse action for an employer to force or make it a condition of employment that someone is registered with anybody or indeed with anyone in particular. You know, really, it is one of the freedoms that we have in employment. Look, a lot of employers value it, and for good reason. Mm-hmm. We certainly obviously think fitness registration is a very valuable thing, but in terms of needing it to get a job, it's not required to get a job, but it is highly recommended.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I guess from where I'm sitting at this side of the recording table, I like the idea that you guys are offering choice. I like the idea that you guys are offering that something that's really, really accessible for start-out personal trainers because, I mean, FitRex plans are very, very affordable. There's no question about that. And from where I'm sitting as a fitness professional, you seem to offer as much, if not more, value than the alternatives out there. Is that fair to say?
We're focused on providing the best possible service. We want to make sure that professionals see a reason to be with us, and you know, we don't focus too hard on what the other providers are doing. We do have a very different offering. Mm-hmm. It's more about just making sure that we are answering to our community and giving them everything that we can. And with regards to the students, we really are keen to see students taking advantage of student recognition with FitRec because it is an opportunity for them to demonstrate their commitment to growing within the industry. And for any employer that they're approaching about work experience or work, their FitRec profile, their student profile is a really good way to show some professionalism in what they're doing.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm a big fan of that. I think that our industry, it needs more people who are seeking professional development. It needs more people who are aspiring to be as good as they possibly can be. And having a service that actually encourages that and offers that transparency and allows you to prove your chops by doing the work and then having it up there for all to see, I think that's really, really cool.
With regards to employment rights and things like that, you know, the registration bodies, they really have no sway at all. You know, I think when people talk about the, you know, I guess rights as a professional or representation, it's a pretty nebulous concept at best. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that anyone could really point to anything that's happened at a government level that they would say, yeah, the registration service really nailed that one. You know, I think it's a bit overstated. You know, it's like Healthy People, we don't do recruitment. We're more of a dating service. We're a portal where employers and professionals come together.
Yeah.
And in the same way, FitRec, you know, we're not sitting out there to say, hey, we're a peak body and we're governing everybody. We're out there to say, hey, look, the industry needs a means by which we can be held accountable. And here is a means by which we can do it.
I think that's one of the big benefits of what you're doing. It's that level of transparency, it's the level of flexibility and the accountability that comes along with it. And I think especially for new personal trainers and for new trainers who are maybe coming towards graduating now and are coming through as students, there are so many questions because you graduate and quite frankly, most of us know very little. And it's not until you've gotten to that first year of work, until you've gotten to that first year of actually working with clients, that you realise the industry is completely different to what it looked like in a textbook.
Yeah.
And there's more than one way to skin a cat, so to speak. So yeah. I really like the flexibility that FitRec offers. And as I say, I mean, I got my first job via Healthy People, and I think you're providing a service that's incredibly valuable and is maybe moving forward with the times as opposed to marching along to the beat of an old drum.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's my pleasure. So what would your best three pointers maybe for new students coming through as fitness professionals be as they're getting started and the things that they can do to make sure that they're impeccable trainers?
The first point, hand, like without any hesitation, mm-hmm. The initial qualification is the license to start learning.
I agree.
It really, regardless of how much information you take in through a course, there is just no way that you can know everything you need to know when you get out there. And you'll feel like that when you get out there. I did master. And you get out there and you're just like, I don't know what's going on here.
I know nothing.
So I think having a real a perpetual student mentality is essential to succeed in any industry, but especially in fitness. like really wanting to continue learning and growing and seeking out the people that are, you know, that seem to be doing the things that you want to do and finding out how they got there and the sort of things that they did. I think that'd be really important. You know, the other thing would be to make sure you are questioning everything. You know, if people say you need this or you need that or you have to do this or that, just make sure you know why and what the reality is behind it. You know, understand what the pros and cons are for different circumstances, and just because there's a lot of passionate opinion out there, and I think that the moment anyone expresses anything really emotional in terms of their belief, you've got to sort of go, oh, okay, hang on, what's the kernel of truth here? You know, what's going on? So I think being open to everything and questioning things is a good one.
That's absolutely fantastic advice, really incredible advice. And final question, if you could change the world, what would it look like?
More people active. I really honestly have always believed that exercise is the greatest, it's the greatest cure-all for so many different things. And one of the reasons I love doing what I do is because I am helping people help people. And the more people we get active, the better off we'll be, you know, as a society, as a nation, you know, whatever. Like, it fixes everything. So, yeah, that's, you know, the perfect world for me is one where more people are active.
I couldn't agree more. It's like one of the big philosophies we've got with Polka Dots: eat because you love yourself, move because you love yourself, and think because you love yourself. And I think that's an excellent world vision. I really do. So
beautiful. Well, I mean, you know, it's just such a glorious, I couldn't imagine working in any other industry. I honestly couldn't. I just, you know, when you talk to people like yourself that are passionate about what they do and they just want to see everyone enjoying life to the fullest, it's like, what's not to love about working with these people?
Absolutely. Alrighty. So I'm absolutely stoked for the very brief chat that I've managed to slot in with you. Dennis, how can people get in contact with Healthy People, and how can they get in contact with FitRec, and tell us more about, you know, how we can get involved?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So if they want to reach out to me, the contact details are on both the healthypeople.com.au site and fitrec.com.au. We have a small team, but we respond pretty well to all queries. So we often have a chat thing going on both sites as well. So you're welcome to hit us up there as well. If there's any questions people have about working in the industry or being registered, they're welcome to get in touch. If they're looking for work, get on Healthy People. You can promote yourself to employers. We can send your details out to all employers in your area. If you're looking for staff, we can hook you up with thousands of people in your neighbourhood. And if you're looking for fitness registration, please head to FitRec. I'm sure we can give you, put together a profile that really best represents you.
That's just absolutely awesome. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
No, thank you. And thank you so much for taking the time this afternoon. I am absolutely hoping that a whole bunch of people will go and check out FitRec and have a look at another alternative to industry registration for fitness professionals here in Australia and potentially worldwide as this vision of yours grows.
Yeah, here's hoping, Chloe. I haven't ruled it out.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, so those website addresses and those links I'll definitely be including in the podcast transcript. And go and check it out, guys, because it's something that's really different and something that's really beneficial and something that I'm personally behind and happy to recommend and promote. So
beautiful. Thank you so much, Chloe. I very much appreciate your support.